Well, hello everyone. It's good to see you all, and we'll speak to God in prayer now. God and Father, we come to thee today in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we pray to thee that thou wilt help us to understand, to take note of thy word and to obey it today. We thank thee for the gospel, the way of salvation through the Lord Jesus. And we pray as we consider him and consider his way that he's made for us at Calvary through his sacrifice on the cross, that anyone on the call today who still has not taken that step of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus may do so today while there is still time. And so we pray thy help for us as we read thy word. Help us, we pray, to preach it clearly and faithfully, and help Raquel as she would interpret it for me. And so we would thank thee for this time together, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Now we're reading today, first of all, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, and verses 13 and 14. And because it's about the two roads and two destinies, Mark has very kindly put it on the screen for us, the two roads and two destinies chart in Tagalog. So you'll be able to see, although it's small, it's still clear on things. So we'll proceed from there. And now I'll read from Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. The words of the Lord Jesus: "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it."
So sa mga nakikinig sa araw na ito, ating basahin sa aklat ng Mateo, chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Verse 13, "Pumasok kayo sa makipot na pintuan, sapagkat maluwang ang pintuan at malapad ang daang papunta sa kapahamakan, at ito ang dinaraanan ng marami. 14, ngunit makipot ang pintuan at makitid ang daang papunta sa buhay, at kakaunti ang nagdaraan doon."
And now we're going to read from Luke chapter 13, verses 22 to 28. I'll read in English and then Raquel will read in Tagalog. Luke 13 from verse 22. "And he," that's the Lord Jesus, "went through the cities and villages teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up, and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know ye not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out."
So sa ating ikalawang pagbasa sa aklat ng ito ay mula sa aklat ng Lucas, chapter 13, verse 22 hanggang 28. So Lucas chapter 13, verse 22. "Nagpatuloy si Jesus sa kanyang paglalakbay, at siya'y nagtuturo sa bawat bayan at nayon na kanyang dinaraanan papuntang Jerusalem. 23. Minsan may nagtanong sa kanya, Ginoo, kakaunti po ba ang maliligtas? Sinabi niya sa kanila, verse 24, pagsikapan ninyong makapasok sa makipot na pintuan. Sinasabi ko sa inyo, marami ang magpupumilit pumasok, ngunit hindi makakapasok. 25, kapag ang pinto ay isinara na ng pinuno ng sambahayan, magtitiis kayong nakatayo sa labas at katok ng katok. Sasabihin ninyo, Panginoon, papasukin po ninyo kami. Ngunit sasabihin niya sa inyo, hindi ko kayo kilala. 26. Sasabihin naman ninyo, kumain po kami at uminom. Nakasalo ninyo at nagturo po kayo sa aming mga lansangan. 27. Sasagot naman siya, hindi ko kayo kilala. Dumayo kayo sa akin kayong lahat na gumagawa ng kasamaan. 28. Iiyak kayo at magngangalit ang mga ngipin kapag nakita ninyong nasa kaharian ng Diyos sina Abraham, Isaak at Jacob at ang lahat ng propeta habang kayo na may ipinagtatabuyan.
In the two verses we have read from Matthew's Gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks of our journey through life on earth as two ways or two roads.
So sa mga unang talata na ating binasa sa Mateo chapter 7 verse 13 and 14 ay ating nabasa at sinabi ng Panginoong Hesus ang patungkol sa ating paglalakbay sa buhay na ito sa mundo na tayo ay nasa dalawang daan.
One way is wide and the other is narrow. To enter either of those roads, we begin by passing through a gate, and you'll see the red arrow on the chart, and that points to people going down the broad road towards death.
So, kung inyong mamasdan sa ating chart, sinasabi rito na tayo ay naglalakbay sa una sa isang malapad at ang ikalawa ay sa isang makipot na daan. At kung tayo ay tutungo sa mga daang ito, tayo ay magsisimulang pumasok sa isang tarangkahan o pintuan.
First, we all enter through a wide gate. We enter it at our birth. It opens onto a broad way. Because we're all descended from the first man, Adam, who disobeyed God, we are all born sinners. And having a sin nature, we practice sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God."
So, una, tayo ay pumasok sa maluwang na pintuan. Tayo ay pumasok rito nang tayo ay ipanganak sa mundo. Ito ay nagbukas sa isang maluwang na daan dahil sapagkat tayo ay nagmula sa unang taong si Adan na sumuway sa ating Panginoong Diyos, tayo ay ipinanganak na makasalanan. At sapagkat tayo ay mayroong makasalanang kalikasan, ating ginagawa ang mga kasalanan. Ang sabi sa Biblia, ang lahat ay nagkasala at walang nakarating sa kabanalan ng Diyos. Ito ay ating matatagpuan sa Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
On that broad way, the power of sin and Satan will drive us down. You'll see the broad way going down there. Will drive us down that broad road, and the Lord Jesus warns that it leadeth to destruction. You'll see on the chart that hell is the destination after death, after that black pillar death there. Hell is the destination at the end of life's journey.
Sa maluwang na daan, ay ang kapangyarihan ng kasalanan at ni Satanas ang magbibigay sa atin upang tayo ay tumungo sa maluwang na daan. At ang Panginoong Hesus ay nagbabala na ang daang ito ay patungo sa kamatayan. At ang kahihinan at ang kahantungan ay ang impyerno sa katapusan ng ating paglalakbay sa mundong ito.
Yet many people sadly do not heed the warning, and they think the broad way is all right because many people are on it. But God warns that there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12.
Subalit maraming tao ang hindi nakikinig o pumapansin sa mga babalang ibinibigay ng Biblia at ang akala nila na ang maluwang na daan ay ang tamang daan sapagkat maraming tao ang naroroon. Ang Diyos mismo ang nagbabala na mayroong daan na sa tingin ng tao ay tama, subalit ang katapusan nito ay ang daan ng kamatayan. Ito'y matatagpuan sa Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12.
But the Lord Jesus also tells us of another gate, a straight or narrow gate, which leads onto a narrow way, and it leads to life, that is, eternal life, to be forever with the Lord Jesus. And you see that gate there, and it says on it, a verse of scripture, John 10, 9, there's the gate or door, and you go through that, and you see that leads, even though some may go through death, there's that heaven at the end.
So ang ating Panginoon ay nagsasabi o nagtuturo ng isa pang pintuan. Ito ay ang makipot o makitid na pintuan na patungo sa isang makipot na daan. At ito ay patungo sa buhay na walang hanggan at walang hanggang at tayo ay tutungo sa kalangitan at makakapiling ang Panginoong Jesus magpawalang hanggan. Ito ay makikita natin sa mga sa ating larawan ang makipot na daan na patungo sa kalangitan.
When the Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me, that's John chapter 14, verse 6, he was shortly going to the cross to shed his precious blood and die for our sins. He suffered and died in his great love for us. Then he rose again from the dead.
Nang sabihin ng Panginoong Hesus, ako ang daan, ang katotohanan at ang buhay, walang makararating sa Ama kung hindi sa pamamagitan ko, John chapter 14 verse 6. Hindi magtatagal, siya ay tutungo sa krus upang ilagak ang kanyang mahalagang dugo, mamatay para sa ating mga kasalanan. Siya ay nagdusa at siya ay namatay. At ang kanyang dakilang pag-ibig para sa atin, subalit siya ay nabuhay na magguli mula sa mga patay.
The Lord Jesus, the holy, sinless Son of God, was the only one who could do that work and be that way, and the only gate or door to that narrow way, God's way of salvation from sin and from God's judgment.
Ang Panginoong Hesus lamang ang walang kasalanang anak ng Diyos, ang siyang tanging makagagawa ng mga gawaing ito. At siya lamang ang tanging daan o ang tanging tarangkahan o ang pintuan sa makipot na daan. Ito ang daan ng Diyos para sa kaligtasan mula sa ating mga kasalanan at mula sa kanyang paghatol.
We also read from Luke's Gospel, chapter 13. And in verse 22, we note that the Lord Jesus was journeying toward Jerusalem. The arrival at the end of that journey for him would be his crucifixion on the cross at Calvary, just outside Jerusalem.
So sa ating nabasa sa Lucas chapter 13 verse 22 ay nakatala doon na ang Panginoong Jesus ay naglalakbay patungong Jerusalem. At pagdating niya sa Jerusalem, siya ay ipinako sa krus ng Kalbaryo sa labas ng Jerusalem.
What a journey that was. For without the Lord Jesus going to the cross at Calvary, there would be no gospel message of hope for sinners for me to tell you today. We would all have had to perish eternally for our own sins in the lake of fire. You'll see the lake of fire on from hell there on that chart.
Ang paglalakbay na ito ng ating Panginoong Jesus ay isang napakadakilang paglalakbay. Siya ay nagtungo sa krus ng Kalbaryo. At kung wala ang paglalakbay na ito at ang pagtungo ng Panginoong Jesus sa Kalbaryo, wala kaming magandang balita na ipahahayag sa inyo. At tayong lahat ay magdurusa at mawawala at mamamatay magpakailanman mula sa ating mga kasalanan at tayo ay tutungo sa dagat-dagatang apoy.
At this point during that journey of the Lord Jesus, someone asked him the question in verse 23 of Luke 13, Lord, are there few that be saved?
At sa paglalakbay ng Panginoong Jesus patungong sa Jerusalem, sa talatang 23 ay mayroong isang taong nagtanong, Panginoon, kakaunti ba ang maliligtas?
In his answer to this question, the Savior replied in such a way that those with him, including the questioner, he told them in verse 24 to individually strive to enter in at the straight gate. That means they were to see the urgency, make the effort, giving us utmost priority to enter it.
At sa verse 24, ang ating Panginoong Jesus ay sumagot. Sinabi niya na magsikap kayong pumasok sa makipot na daan. Itong ang ibig sabihin nito ay magmadali tayo. Gawin natin itong kauna-unahang ang unang bagay na ating gagawin at bigyan ito ng pansin upang tayo ay pumasok sa makipot o masikip na daan.
So straight, so narrow is that gate that only one person at a time can go through it. Meaning this, that for you and I to be saved is an individual matter between you and God. To repent of or turn away from your sin and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and in his finished work on the cross to save you. You'll see those people who've gone through that little gate. They're going single file. They're going through one at a time.
Ang daang ito ay, ang pintuang ito ay napakasikip at ang daan ay napakakipot. Kung kaya't iisang tao lamang ang makadadaan dito na ang ibig sabihin na ikaw o ako ay maliligtas sa pamamagitan ng ating pagsisisi ng ating mga kasalanan at pagtitiwala sa Panginoong Jesus at sa kanyang tinapos na gawain sa krus ng Kalbaryo.
Now, from the middle of verse 24 until verse 28, rather than giving the questioner statistics as to how many or few people will be saved, the Lord Jesus warned about many people who will leave it too late to be saved. He draws attention to a time when a door which was once open will be forever shut.
So simula sa verses 24 hanggang 28, ang Panginoong Jesus ay hindi sinagot ang katanungan ng mga tao, bagkus siya ay nagbabala na maraming tao ang ang hindi nakakuha kaligtasang ito sapagkat ito'y kanilang ipinagwalang bahala at huli na para sa kanila na magsisi na kanilang mga kasalanan. Pinakita ng Panginoon na ang pintuang dating bukas, ito ay nakasara na para sa kanila.
The Lord Jesus here changed the illustration from the straight gate to the door. Yet actually they both refer to the same entrance. It becomes clear that he changed the picture language here because people were going to knock at the door. You do not usually knock at a gate, you knock at a door.
At sa mga talatang ito ay binago ng Panginoong Jesus ang kanyang pananalita. Binago niya ito bilang tarangkahan, ito ay ganyang ginawang pintuan sapagkat alam natin na tayo ay kakatok sa pintuan at hindi sa tarangkahan.
Now the Lord Jesus also said in John chapter 10 verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. There is no other way to be saved. The Lord Jesus is the only door.
So ang Panginoong Hesus, sinabi niya na ako ang daan, sa pamamagitan ko, kung kayo ay papasok, kayo ay maliligtas. John chapter 10 verse 9. Walang ibang pintuan o walang ibang daan upang tayo ay maligtas kung hindi sa pamamagitan ng Panginoong Jesus.
Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This means that we must confess Jesus as our Lord with heart belief that God raised him from the dead.
So, sa Romans chapter 10 verse 9 ay ating mababasa, sapagkat kung ipahayag ng iyong labi na si Jesus ay Panginoon at buong puso kang sasampalataya na siya ay muling binuhay ng Diyos, maliligtas ka. Na ang ibig sabihin na kailangan nating pagsisihan ng ating mga kasalanan at ating tanggapin ang ating Panginoong Jesus bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas at maniwala tayo sa ating puso na siya ay muling binuhay ng Diyos.
The people in Luke chapter 13 verses 25 to 27 who knocked the door after the master had shut it tried to enter the door, but it was too late for them to be saved. Even though they called Jesus Lord, Lord, they were told by the Lord, I know you not, whence ye are. They did not want to know him in their lifetime on earth. So then he will not want to know them afterwards.
So sa Lucas chapter 13 verses 25 to 27, ang mga taong kumakatok sa pintuan nang nakasara na ang pintuan ay nais din nilang ay huli na upang sila ay maligtas kahit na sila ay tumatawag sa Panginoong Jesus ng Panginoon, Panginoon. Sila ay pinagsabihan na hindi ko kayo kilala. Hindi sila ay mga taong hindi nais makilala ang Panginoon nang sila ay nasa sa mundo. Kung kaya't ang Panginoon sinabi sa kanila na hindi ko kayo kilala.
Among these people who had heard the Lord Jesus teach and had meals with him, heard him teach, had meals with him, but they had rejected him until it was too late. What solemn words are these which they and all Christ rejectors still in their sins will hear from the Lord, depart from me, all ye that work iniquity.
Kasama sa mga taong ito ay ang mga taong narinig ang aral ng Panginoong Jesus. Sinabi nila sa Panginoong Jesus na sila ay nakinig sa kanyang mga aral. Sila ay kumain kasalo niya. Subalit sila ay tumanggi at huli na para sa kanila ang kanilang mga pagsisisi sapagkat sinabihan sila ng Panginoong Hesus, umalis kayo sa aking harapan kayong gumagawa ng kasamaan.
In Luke chapter 13 verse 28, the Lord Jesus gives us a solemn view of some of the awfulness of the conditions in hell of those who leave it too late to be saved. The torment will be forever. There is weeping, but they shed tears too late. There is gnashing of teeth with remorse, but it is too late for their repentance.
Sa Lucas chapter 13 verse 28, ang Panginoong Jesus ay nagbigay ng larawan, ng nakakikilabot na larawan ng sa impyerno para sa mga taong hindi sumunod o hindi nakakuha ng kaligtasan. Pinakita niya rito na sa impyerno ay mayroong pag-iyak, subalit huli na para sa kanilang mga luha, at mayroong pagngangalit ng ngipin at pagsisisi, subalit huli na para sa kanila upang sila ay magsisi.
They are aware that others have been saved. For example, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the prophets are no doubt aware of people, and are no doubt aware of people they knew who were saved and lived on earth during their generation.
Ang mga taong ito alam nila na marami ang nangaligtas, kagaya ni Abraham, Isaac, Jacob at ng mga propeta, at alam din nila ang mga taong naligtas sa kanilang kalagitnaan nang sila ay nasa sa mundo pa.
As for the one who had been willing to save them, they left it too late and had rejected him. They realized that he saved others, but they find themselves thrust out.
At sa mga taong hindi nakaligtas at ito ay huli na para sa kanila sapagkat tinanggihan nila ang Panginoong Hesus at kanilang naisip na ang Panginoong Hesus siya ay nagliligtas ng sinuman, subalit sila ay nawalan ng kaligtasan o subalit sila ay nawalan ng kaligtasan.
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3, there is a solemn question asked to all who are still not saved. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? To neglect it is to reject it.
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3, dito ay sinasabing, gayon din naman, paano tayo makakaiwas sa parusa kung hindi natin papahalagahan ang napakadakilang kaligtasang ito? Ang pagtanggi, ang hindi pagbibigay pansin sa mga salitang ito ay ito rin ay pagtanggi sa Panginoong Hesus.
Do not delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, says 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Tomorrow, or even later today, may be forever too late.
So wag na nating patagalin, sapagkat ngayon na ang katanggap-tanggap na panahon. Ngayon na ang araw ng pagliligtas. Bukas, o kahit mamaya, maaring ito ay huli na.
That loving Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, still says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said that in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Turn to him now.
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, ang Panginoong Jesus, sinabi niya, lumapit kayo sa akin, kayong lahat na nahihirapan at nabibigat ang lubha sa inyong pasanin, At kayo'y bibigyan ko ng kapahingahan.
Turn to him now while he still says, come unto me. Please do not leave it too late when he would have to say to you, depart from me.
Bigyan pansin ng ating Panginoong Jesus habang kanyang sinasabing, halik kayo at lumapit sa akin. Huwag niyo nang patagalin. At hintayin na sabihin sa inyo na umalis kayo sa aking harapan.
Now we'll close with prayer. Oh God and Father, we come to thee at the close of this quite solemn search of thy word, and we find the danger in thy word of rejecting or neglecting the Lord Jesus and the work that he's done out of love for us there at Calvary on the cross. We thank thee that the Lord Jesus has died for our sins, and he's risen again from the dead. He's alive forevermore, and he's able to save today all who will call upon him. But that really needs to be done now, because we cannot guarantee a future time for salvation. It needs to be now. And so we want to see those who listen to the call who perhaps as yet are not saved. We're concerned. We want to see them in heaven with us around the Lord Jesus there when we leave this world to go to be with him, either by way of death, or we believe the Lord Jesus is coming soon, and we need to be ready for that event and not be left behind for judgment. And we pray that thou would help someone today who still needs to be saved, to turn in faith to the Lord Jesus, turning from sin. We'd love to know of someone saved today. And so we pray thy blessing upon us. Thank me for everyone who's listened in today. And we pray thou would speak to our hearts as thou knowest we all need. And we ask these things in the precious and worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.